USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies have agreed to tackle the critical and urgent threat of climate change. But angered activists by not offering commitments to limit global warming. It should be noted that China has announced they will continue to build coal power plants for roughly another decade. Wrapping up a summit in Rome, the leaders of the G20 pledged on Sunday to stop funding coal-fired power plants in poor countries, but set no timetable for phasing it out at home. A shooting at a Northern California city council member's home early Saturday morning has left one person dead and three others wounded. The shooting happened just after midnight after a fight broke out at a party in Gilroy at the home of council member Rebecca Armendariz. None of the victims have been identified, and it's unclear if a suspect has been arrested. Gilroy is the garlic capital of the world, east of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
As the Virginia governor's race comes to a vote Tuesday, the Democrat candidate has been bringing out all the big guns, including President Obama and Biden. Shortly after Biden's speech, the Republican candidate jumped ahead of the Democrat in the polls. Americans continue to send President Biden poor grades on his actions.
Not only has President Joe Biden's approval rating fallen just to 42%, but 71% of Americans, even half of Democrats, say the country is headed in the wrong direction. That's according to the latest NBC News poll. The 42% approval is a 7-point drop since August, when Biden's military was completing its deadly and heavily criticized unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan. Approval of Biden's handling of the economy has also dropped 7 points since August, as just 40% of Americans approve on that issue now. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Come on, let's start this Monday. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine for the least affected age group in America, ages 5 to 11. Congressman Dr. Greg Murphy, the Republican from North Carolina on Newsmax, says mandating vaccines is problematic.
I have since day one been an advocate of people being vaccinated. I studied the science. I got vaccinated. Even more importantly, I had my family get vaccinated, who I care for much more than myself. I believe that this is a safe and effective medication. However, what has happened in this country as far as we've moved forward, we've made decisions that are normally and historically made between doctors and patients, now between governments and citizens in the mandates. The fact now that the FDA has moved to the 5 to 11 vaccine approval, in my opinion, it is a little bit problematic. Fauci went on and talked about how vaccines we always give them to children, and we do. Measles, mumps, rubella, by all means. But the reason we do that is they are childhood diseases. COVID-19 is not a childhood disease. It can affect children, but the really devastating effects are so rare in these children. And as Dr. Rubin on the panel said, and this is, in my opinion, the most unconscionable, horrific statement ever made by anybody in medicine. He said, we're going to, and quote, we're never going to learn how safe the vaccine is until we start to give it.
The CDC will now need to approve the vaccine for kids before jabs in the arms begin. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.